Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds remarkable transformation in India's defence sector with focus on modernisation and self-reliance in defence production. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says China cannot afford double standards in fight against terror. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan emphasizes the need to align science with vision of Vikasit Bharat and human-centric development. Heat wave grips northwest India as temperature breaches 44 degree mark at several places. IMD issues orange alert and warns people to stay cautious. And India to lock horns with Hong Kong in crucial 2027 AFC Asian Cup qualifier final this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the remarkable transformation in India's defence sector over the last 11 years. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the focus has been on both modernisation and achieving self-reliance in defence production. He noted that it is heartening to witness how the people of India have united with a shared resolve to strengthen the nation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has also said that India's defence sector has undergone a historic transformation in the last 11 years under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, Mr. Singh shared that the Prime Minister's leadership has resulted in stronger borders, modern armed forces, indigenous weapons, record defence exports, and global trust, leading the sector towards self-reliance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said with the youth at the core, the expansion of India's sports infrastructure is propelling the country towards becoming a global sporting powerhouse. Sharing an article by Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, the Prime Minister highlighted the unprecedented growth of the country's sports infrastructure in the last 11 years. In the article, Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia highlighted that the budget of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports has more than tripled over the past decade. Looking ahead, the minister said India is preparing for a possible bid to host the 2030 Commonwealth Games and the 2036 Olympic Games. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on Atmanirbharta in defence, making India a global power.
Over the past decade, India has redefined its security doctrine with clarity, conviction and confidence. From the surgical strikes of 2016 to Operation Sindoor in 2025, the message is clear. India will not tolerate threats to its national security. Operation Sindoor marked a watershed moment in India's counter-terror response. A precise, coordinated mission neutralized 9 terror camps across the border. A swift and decisive reply to the Pahalgam terror attack. Indigenous manufacturing played a vital role in the success of Operation Sindoor, transforming national security from strategy into execution. From the aircraft carrier INS Vikrant to the high-altitude light combat helicopter LCH Prachanda, India is designing and deploying with confidence. Initiatives like Innovations for Defence Excellence, IDEX, are empowering startups and MSMEs to deliver cutting-edge solutions for our forces. Furthermore, defence exports have surged to a record 23,622 crore rupees, a 34-fold increase since 2014. Over 5,000 items are now on the positive indigenization list, and 75% of the defence capital acquisition budget is earmarked for domestic production in fiscal year 2025-26. From front lines to factory floors, from battlefields to boardrooms, India is forging a new era where security is strength and self-reliance is our shield. Vishnu PS, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat ka Amrit Kaal. Seva, Sushasan, Garib Kalyan ke 11 saal.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that China cannot afford ambiguity or double standards in combating terror in the context of its close relation with Pakistan. He added that terrorism is a problem that concerns all. in an interview with a French newspaper during his France visit. Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that India and China can improve their relationship step by step and have discussed the resumption of direct flights that have been suspended since the COVID pandemic. Addressing the Indian community at Luxembourg, he said that India's conflict is against terrorism and not with any specific country. Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that India maintains zero tolerance against terrorism, while Pakistan continues to harbour and support terrorists.
The focus of Operation Sindoor was to hit Muridke and to hit Bhavalpur, because these were the two most prominent, open, declared, notorious centers of terrorism in Pakistan. And for decades, from these two places, people have set out, this is where it was planned, this is where it was organized, this is where it was financed, this is where it was justified. From here, people came out to do bad things in India.
Dr. Jaishankar reiterated India's push for a permanent seat on the UN Security Council. He said that India is ready to take on a greater role as many of its actions positively impact other nations. Union, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, who is currently visiting Switzerland, held deliberations on the India-EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal shared that he discussed opportunities, partnerships and emerging avenues for trade and investment between India and Switzerland stemming from the agreement. Talking to media, the minister said, "Today the world recognizes India as not only the fastest growing large economy in the world, but also the best place to do business." He said India now is the most preferred investment destination.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 11 years has taken the country from a fragile five economy to a top five country. While you are all aware of all the macroeconomic parameters that have been strengthened in the last 11 years, while you are all aware of the outstanding progress India has made, the Indian economy has made, the work that's happened to reduce extreme poverty. You saw the last numbers come out 2 days back. Poverty has come down to a single digit, barely 5%, under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership in the last 11 years.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said this is the most opportune time for scientists, innovators and policymakers to come together to build inclusive ecosystems and solutions that empower the most vulnerable. Addressing the International Conference of Young Scientists and the Annual General Meeting of the Global Young Academy in Hyderabad, the minister called upon scientists to collaborate and co-create with a sense of purpose and empathy. The minister also underlined the need to align science with the vision of Vikasit Bharat and human-centric development.
In all part of world, more than 200 delegates are from 60 countries participated in this conference. They will deliberate the new dynamics of science, expectation of society and their responsibility. I am confident the way India is emerging as a knowledge hub for the globe, this kind of conference is going to help us, going to create new ecosystem in our country also. And India is in a leadership position today.
Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai has stressed that India will not tolerate any kind of terrorist activities and will continue to take concrete steps to counter terrorism. Terming the Pahalgam terror attack a dastardly act, the minister said the country has given a befitting reply to Pakistan under the Operation Sindoor and destroyed the terrorist hideouts. Mr. Rai inaugurated the 23rd National Security Guard NSG International Seminar in New Delhi today. The minister said terrorism is the biggest threat for global peace, progress and growth. The launch of Axiom 4 mission that would carry India's astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space has been postponed by a day due to bad weather. In a social media post, ISRO chairman V. Narayanan said the targeted time of the launch is 5:30 p.m. IST tomorrow. In a video message, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla expressed happiness on being part of Axiom 4 mission.
The way this worked out for me was that probably a week before we arrived at Axiom was the time I came to know that I would be going. I was extremely excited to be here. I was very, very happy because this was a possibility for me to actually fly to space. You don't know how to respond to such things.
Co-pilots of the mission praised Shubhanshu Shukla as part of the mission, saying he is operational savvy and acts smartly when it comes to spacecraft technology.
Shuk's his wisdom. The knowledge that he possesses, he could be 130 years old.
For me, having him as my pilot in the Dragon capsule is great. He already has that operational savvy, just wicked smart when it comes to spacecraft technologies.
He is very focused and he will basically go 1, 2, 3, 4 in record time. I don't even know how he gets there so fast.
This historic mission will carry 4 astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the International Space Station for a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, predicted heat wave conditions today in parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. The weather agency also issued an orange alert for the next 2 days, warning people to stay cautious and take steps to protect themselves from the ongoing heat wave. In Rajasthan, many districts are in the grip of severe heat and heat waves. The maximum temperature is being measured above 45 degrees Celsius in many districts, which has affected normal life. More from our correspondent.
In the last 24 hours, the maximum temperature in Sri Ganganagar was recorded at 47.4 degrees Celsius. In Bikaner, the mercury was measured above 46 degrees, while the temperature was recorded above 45 degrees Celsius in Barmer, Churu and Kota. Normal life has been badly affected due to the severe heat and heat waves in the state. The Met Center, Jaipur, has forecast of severe heat waves continuing in many districts of the state for the next 2 to 3 days. The Met Department has advised people to avoid going out during the afternoon, drink plenty of water and adopt measures to protect from the sun. Jitendra Dwivedi's report, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Jammu and Kashmir, heatwave conditions continue to grip the Jammu region. Sambar district recorded the highest maximum temperature of 46.6 degrees Celsius, while Jammu city registered 44.3 degrees Celsius yesterday. Srinagar recorded a high of 33.3 degrees Celsius, about 5.3 degrees Celsius above the average. We have a report.
The Jammu region is experiencing extreme heatwave conditions for the past 4 days. On Monday, 5 districts of Jammu region recorded temperatures above the 40-degree mark. The maximum temperature in Jammu city was higher than Sunday's 42.7 degrees Celsius. Katra, the base camp of Shri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, recorded 40.2 degrees Celsius. The Met Department has forecast a 5-day long heatwave with temperatures expected to soar 4 degrees Celsius above the seasonal average. The Indian Meteorological Department has said the heat wave will persist up to June 13. And Gulshan Raina for Akashwani News from Jammu.
In football, India's senior men's team is all set to take on Hong Kong in a crucial 2027 AFC Asian Cup qualifier final round match at the Kai Tak Stadium in Hong Kong today. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. Indian time. This Group C clash is a high-stake one as both teams are top 2-ranked sides in the 4-team group and are aiming for the first win of their campaign. Benchmark indices Sensex was trading flat while Nifty was trading marginally up in afternoon trade today amid mixed global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose slightly by 14 points to 82,459 and the NSE Nifty 50 added 25 points to 25,128 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds remarkable transformation in India's defence sector with focus on modernisation and self-reliance in defence production. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says China cannot afford double standards in fight against terror. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan emphasises the need to align science with vision of Vikasit Bharat and human-centric development. Heat wave grips northwest India's temperature breaches 44 degree mark at several places. IMD issues orange alert and warns people to stay cautious. And India to lock horns with Hong Kong in crucial 2027 AFC Asian Cup qualifier final this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.